two people, but Frank and I were just talking about this couple. There's a few people in our organization that consistently, we know, do three-way calls, doing their follow-ups, doing their invitation calls, even welcome calls. And so,
okay. Well, Dominique Kapler is one of them.
Yes,
I just want to recognize him.
Yeah.
He's on the, matter of fact, I just got three texts from him a while ago before this call started.
Yeah.
It's welcome calls, it's three-way calls, it's everything.
Right. And so. Robin Ablehurst, they are so good at this. And many of you who have been to our team events, you have heard April and Rob train from the front of the stage. Currently, they are the network vice presidents for the entire state of Ohio, where our last convention was hosted. And, you know, if you know them, you love them. They are just a dynamic couple.
Well, I like her better than you.
So we do love them, Steph. They are just dynamic. They know the business inside out. And one of the things that you will recognize and appreciate the most about this couple is they're acutely aware of rigidly protecting the system and duplication. And that's why you see, in fact, I think they've already recruited at least three people this month. And so they've sold a ton of memberships themselves in addition to their team's activity. So we're really excited to have them on board tonight to really share with the team. Get ready to take some notes from April and Rob Hurst.
There you go. April and Rob, are y'all there? Or one of you there? Anybody there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm not sure if April is on. Something came
yep,
up.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, she's there.
Yay.
Okay. All right.
Hey, girl.
We're in two different places. Well, good stuff.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank you all for having us on tonight, and we're going to take some time to really kind of cover that process as well as what I call the recruiting process. And it's so important because, you know, as you all stated, and again, I thank you all for your leadership and what you all continue to do for us. The system is one of those things that, you know, once you get it going, it can really move without you. I want to go ahead and I'll actually give it to April real quick in case she has anything she wants to share before we go ahead and get deep into the training.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thank you, Frank and Teresa Coyne, for allowing us to be on the call. I like to call what we're going to talk about tonight the gateway skill. And I think Eric Worre talks about that in the book Go Pro. And it's the gateway skill. And he calls it the gateway skill because it is the gateway to everything in our business when it comes to building, as Kevin Mack calls, a world-class organization. And if we don't master this gateway skill and then teach it in a duplicatable fashion, there's no way that we would ever create that long-standing income in perpetuity that the Coins experience and many other millionaire club members experience. So, again, just take copious notes, and I'll turn it back over to you, Rob.
All right, awesome. Well, let's first talk about, you know, the process and, you know, when you're getting someone started, because we definitely been working with a lot of people over the last few weeks, although we have, you know, sponsored a few people. Some of the people that we've sponsored have sponsored people as well. So there's definitely, you know, a process with that, you know, where you have a lot of people coming on at one time. So to help everyone understand where to get this document, it's a Level Up As Soon As Possible document. So you go to performancefamily.com, and as soon as you pull that up, you're going to see a little tab along with other tabs that says Getting Started. So as soon as you click Getting Started, then you'll see Level Up As Soon As Possible. You see Game Plan Checklist, all that good stuff. But you click on Level Up As Soon As Possible. And so what I love about this script is that we're using it actually in our process in recruiting people, inviting them out, getting them sponsored. And so the cool thing about it is however you bring someone in, that's how they're going to learn how to do the business as well. So we're actually teaching people how to do the business by how we are introducing them to the business. And so one of the things that Eric Worre talks about, you know, in that game plan process is, you know, my goal is to simply get you, I'll help you become as independent as soon as possible, where you are able to do this without me. I actually did a game plan yesterday and a game plan today as well. And one of the things I told him, I said, you know, my goal is to help you become as independent as soon as possible because I never want your income to be dictated on whether I'm available or not. Is that fair? And they were like, oh, absolutely. And in fact, the one young lady was excited about that because she's like, man, I'm ready. So Let's start with us. You know, I'll kind of take you through the process and some of the exposures and some of the things that we've been doing over the last month. And we just got really laser focused on, okay, let's just focus in on this. And, you know, what I realized is you have to give things some time, you know, in order to see the results. And in fact, you know, to really see some big results, you almost have to give it 90 days just to see how it takes effect. And I've definitely been there. I've been that person that was doing some things that wasn't allowing other people to grow and be empowered. So what we're sharing, this script that we've heard, you know, Nick Odom and Justin Peterson, these guys talk about, it really does work. So we said, you know, we're going to follow this script and we're going to take people through it. So what we're doing, one of the things we did when we got back from the Knoxville event, we start calling up people using the script. And the script is real simple. I've got just a minute. I want you to know I'm involved in an exciting project helping to launch a couple new smartphone apps, and it's really important that you know about it. And so we've taken an opportunity to then say, if I sent you a video link, would you take a look at it? If I would you? And people are like, yes. It's almost hard to say no to that. In fact, I haven't had anybody tell me no. So that's the one thing I love about it, because there's no pressure. You know, there's no expectation as far as what is going to happen afterwards. But there is an expectation, if I send you this video, will you take a look at it? Now they're making that commitment. And it's something about that verbal commitment. It's like when they verbally tell you, yes, I'll take a look at it, then the other part of that is, okay, well, what time? You know, so you want to get a time commitment. Great. When do you think you will watch the video? And obviously they tell you, then you reconfirm the answer. I love the rebuttal that you are able to use here that Nick Odom and Justin put here. And that's giving credibility in the event if someone says, well, what is this about? And again, by the way, what I'm sharing with you all, if you're not aware of it, it's on performancefamily.com. You can look at the script. And so it says, if someone insistently asks you about what it is, then there's a good response giving credibility to the project. The project is led up by Jeff Bell, who was formerly a vice president at Microsoft. In fact, he launched Halo and Xbox. So please watch the video. Please listen to the video. Or please attend the private business reception. Okay? So you'll see exactly why this is so exciting. If they ask the name of the company, it is actually okay to say Legal Shield as long as you have established credibility. So one thing that I've learned is, you know, never tell them anything until you can tell them everything. Never tell them anything until you can tell them everything. I need to get your interest. I need to get your attention first before you start going into negative mode. And what I've learned is that there's really two things about people. People are, number one, they're skeptical. Number two, they're curious. So your language that you're using is really going to determine what emotion is going to come out of that conversation. Is it going to be the skepticism or is it going to be the curiosity? I love this script because it's all about building curiosity and also fear of loss as well. What I've learned is if you come out of the gate saying, hey, I'm working with Legal Shield, you're now creating skepticism. So the reason why we do that is because, you know, these great things we call smartphones, people can pull up anything they want. And unfortunately, some people will lean towards what they may see as negative information without actually understanding what the product is. So it's not that you're hiding anything. What you're doing is you're getting their curiosity so they can see it. Here's what we're experiencing. When people watch the We Are Vision 2020 video, they're like, I want to learn more. And I'll turn to April real quick in case she wants to throw something in real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is fantastic. When we got back from Columbus, I had a lot of people in my pipeline that I just had not spoken to in a while. We always say the fortune's in the follow-up. I contacted one lady that I literally met when I first moved back to Cincinnati. Her name is Sharon. She was actually involved in another company at that time, and I met her at the nail salon coming out of like a birthday party or something. We exchanged contact information. I had invited her out to a PBR that Chris Hughes had done when he was in Cincinnati years ago. I'm talking 2010, probably 2011. And we had touched base periodically, but I didn't really know what was going on in her life right now. So I used the same script on a 7-year-old lead. so I called her and I said, hey, Sharon, it's April. She's like, oh my gosh, this is so random that you're calling me, because I was just laid off like 30 days ago. I'm like, wow, again, you never know where people are when you call them. And I said, look, I really wanted to give you a call because I'm just getting back from Columbus, our national convention. And I said, our company just recently launched a couple new smartphone apps, and I think you're really going to want to know about it. It's really growing our business very quickly. If I sent you some updated information in a video form on your smart, could you pull it up on your smartphone and take a look? She's like, yeah, I would do that. So even though she was an old lead from 7 years ago, I still use the exact same script, because the reality is, doesn't matter when someone looked at some information, they don't know about what's new. And so that we did that, and then did a three-way call, invited her out to the business briefing, and now she's coming on board tomorrow. That's a 7-year-old lead. So I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Hurst.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And we have probably a lot of examples. I mean, sometimes, you know, I don't know what April's doing, and she may not know what I'm doing, but, you know, one thing for sure, you know, we're getting people to watch this video. We're getting people to see the information. And we're also using it to get people invited out, as she shared, you know, for a live presentation. And so that system is what we call the exposure process. So some of us know it as the baseball diamond. You know, what I love about it, even when you look at this script, if you think about this for a second, especially for you all that are new, you know, you're piquing their interest with this. You know, again, never tell them anything until you can tell them everything. So about me piquing their interest and saying, hey, I'm working on a project, you know, a couple new smartphone apps, all that great stuff, they commit. Now that's the tool. So now they have an opportunity to see the information. Once they see the information, now at this point, we have some associates. I'll use one young lady because she is just really killing it. That's Miss Shauna White. She's been in the business for about a month. She's actually as of today, she's just a couple away from manager. But the thing about, you know, Miss White is she's literally using the system and even excited about it. And so now when we add that three-way call process to it with the expert, after that person has had an opportunity to review the information, your question to them is, what did you like best? And at that, the next step is really to edify your expert, which the expert is going to take care of the rest. And so I know that's not what we're on here to really train on that whole process, but that's the process we've been taking everybody through. Once we do the three-way call, then the expert is inviting them out to a live event. So I'll just take you to this past week, or actually the past couple of weeks. We've been getting a lot of guests out, you know, at our weekly briefing. We made a commitment that, you know, every single week we're going to make sure we have guests in the room, you know, just to make sure that we're doing what we said we're going to do, but also showing other people what needs to be done. And so by doing that, just the other night, or I'll take you back last week, we actually had to get some new iPhones. And so we were in there just talking to a young lady that was helping us, and they asked the question, what do you guys do? And I said, well, you know, we're actually independent app promoters, and, you know, all we simply do is actually provide a solution to a growing problem that's going on, like you probably heard. And so we had a little conversation about the Equifax situation. She wanted to see the app, so we showed her the app. She signed up right on the spot. Now, that doesn't always happen, but here's what happened as a result. Here's the reason why I'm sharing that story. Even though that happened like that, she wanted to get it, we still took her through the same system. So she signed up for the identity theft right on the spot, literally before we walked out with our phones. I said, well, so you know, our company also has an opportunity attached to it where you actually could be compensated for helping people being educated on what you just signed up for. She was like, really? She's like, well, what information do you have? I said, I'm going to send you a video. So we sent her the We Are Vision 2020 video. Later that night, I followed up with her because I was trying to get her out to our Super Saturday. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to pull it off because of her work schedule. But she said, I'm really excited that We Are Vision 2020 video is amazing. Now, by the way, I forgot to mention, this young lady is 18 years old. And one of the things that she said, you know what? Millennials need to know about this. We said nothing about the millennial movement. She caught the vision. She said, millennials need to know because we can't afford these type of things, you know, if we had to come out of our pocket. And so long story short, she came out on Monday. She saw, and sorry, we did the three-way call. So actually, Shauna White, who's brand new, did the three-way call. She's the one that reserved the seat. So, well, again, we're getting that to duplicate because obviously she's going to be working with her team as such, but she reserved the seat. The young lady, her name is Maddie, she came out to the presentation on Monday, and she signed up, added the legal plan, and became an associate. We went over to the meeting after the meeting and started game planning. And so she's already got quite a few people in the pipeline right now. She's got a really crazy schedule, but she's really excited. We're looking forward to getting her leveled up here in the next couple of days as well. So I don't know if you wanted us to cover more, Mr. and Mrs. Acoin. I definitely can. But those are just some of the things that we've been doing. We're using the same system as well. So I will say this last piece. So I brought on another recruit yesterday, and so she was another one. Used the same script. I met her some few years ago. We followed back up. Her life changed a little bit. She came out at Panera. She sat there. She watched the video. After she watched the video, actually I got Victoria on the phone, Chris Delaney's girlfriend. She kind of was my three-way expert. And Victoria invited her out to our next briefing. All right, we were kind of hit and miss. Her schedule was kind of crazy. But long story short, I gave her a phone call. She wanted to meet. She's already seen the video. We met yesterday, went ahead, signed up for the associate and the membership. We met today and started the game plan interview. Well, guess what? We pulled up the level up as soon as possible script here. And I role play this. So this is another key. You want to role play this with people so people can get a chance to get the bugs worked out because, you know, no matter how good the script is, people can tend to, like, go off script. And what I tell people is, like, it's not about following what you see. It's about giving you the right language so you get the right response. So we practiced this a few times, and then we made our easiest membership. We made our easiest associate and a one piece of business. We went ahead and made a list of those people, and we started making calls right there at her job. So we met at her job right before she got started because she bartends, and we sat there and made those phone calls. She's got two appointments already for people to review the information. So I'm actually going to go with her to make sure that, you know, those people are actually seeing it. But we're going to show them the video. So we're going to literally show them the video, take them through the same process, and then she's got another person that we're going to meet in a couple of days after that, and she's got a PBR already scheduled as well. So just excited, you know, not only us being able to use it, but us being able to teach it. What I've learned is it's hard to teach what you're not doing. So it's easy for us to, if someone's brand new, to go right into action with them because this is actually what we're doing. And instead of us coming up with all these great ideas in our head, we're able to point everybody in the direction of one system, one piece of paper or one document that gives them what they need. And all they have to do is follow that. And what I love about that, I guarantee you, all of those individuals, the associates that we are working with, you know, they're working the same system. They're using the same system. And now, you know, they're able to get some results. Actually, there's another young lady we're working with in Indianapolis, Miss Kim. And so, you know, we're getting people, again, to watch the video. And so we're excited, you know, about what's going on using the system. And, you know, we're looking forward to much more success.
Well, Rob and April, that was fantastic. I just appreciate that so much. I'm so excited about both of your personal successes and the successes going on your team. And I'm so excited that you are following Chris Hughes's 8 Filters of Duplication, which is a training on our website. And actually, I think that's in the probably in the LMS too. That is so critical. Everything that you said is everything that everybody else can do right away. Nobody has to wait to be trained. Nobody has to wait to become an expert. Nobody has to know all the answers. Everything that you are doing is by the book, by the system, using the Level Up ASAP document and just sticking to the simple system. And you know, it's interesting. I'm so glad you told the stories, Rob, because you and April, you know, y'all are sometimes at a briefing doing this system, inviting people to that. You talked about sit-downs. You talked about PBRs. The system of inviting works the same for every mode of information that we have, whether it's the video or one of the live events. So, awesome job. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand this is an invitation, not a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
You're
That's
just
good.
Inviting them to see something. You're not trying to do an entire presentation.
Right.
And that clarifies it, simplifies it, unclutters it so that, you know, anybody can do that. A stay-at-home mom can do it. A pastor can do it. A teacher can do it. A millennium can do it.
Right.
Anybody can do this.
So I'm going to give everybody some homework Frank and I would like you to go to performancefamily.com and click on Getting Started or New Associates. Goes the same place. And the first document that is there is the Level Up ASAP document. That is the script for learning to invite effectively. And it actually comes right out of Eric Worre's GoPro book.
And the main thing is get that document.
Yes.
Practice that thing over and over saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, secondly, the second piece of homework is get your team to download that.
Okay.
So that all of you are on the same page and you know exactly what they're doing and who they're sending people to. And we're all using the 2020, right?
Yes, Vision 2020.
We are Vision 2020.com.
Yes. We are Vision 2020. That is the whole presentation by Justin Peterson. And it is working like a charm. It truly is.
Yeah, if you can get them to download the app so they look at it and then have them go to that video, you'll be, that is the gateway for you to get the whole story told right there. You need that gateway script to do that, to get them to raise their hand and say, I want to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's good. April and Rob, thank y'all so much. I mean, now we know why they got you leading up the whole state.
That's right. Okay, we're going to...
Everybody needs a Rob and April Hurst in every state.
Oh, that's good.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
I'd love
they
to have...
They need them too.
They need them too.
All right, great job. I'm going to make a few comments on our book of the month, which is Synchronicity, The Inner Path of Leadership by Joseph Jaworski, which is a fabulous book. And, you know, it is... deeper than some of the books because it's got a lot of philosophy in it too. But honestly, if you read through it and you start comparing his journey to a journey in Legal Shield, there are so many comparisons. So I'm just going to bring out a couple of them in the last fourth part, the fourth section of the book. And part four is all about commitment. I'm going to read you a couple quotes from about commitment at the beginning of part four. It says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. The moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. And there's a great part in this last quarter of the book, a section that actually talks about synchronicity itself. And I'm going to read this to you because it really sums up a lot of what this is all about and the importance of commitment. So author Kessler paraphrases Jung, and he defines synchronicity as the seemingly accidental meeting of two unrelated causal chains in a coincidental event which appears both highly improbable and highly significant. Now think about that. And it's all about, his journey is all about listening to his inner voice. How many of us don't listen to our inner voice when we're in a room and we're checking out of a store and there's a sharp person, just like April and Rob were making conversation with the gal selling them two new phones. I mean, how many times do we not listen to that inner voice? And this is his journey about learning to listen to that inner voice. And the author goes on to say, the people who come to you are the very people you need in relation to your commitment. Doors open, a sense of flow develops, and you find you are acting in a coherent field of people who may not even be aware of one another. You are not acting individually any longer, but out of the unfolding generative order. And at this point, your life becomes a series of predictable miracles. And I look at Legal Shield that way. It is all about commitment, and once you make that commitment, magical things happen. And once you understand the value of relationships and people and we listen to our inner wisdom, we then have those conversations with people we need to. And we develop the relationships with people that we need to. This business we are in is about commitment. It's about relationships. And it's about valuing them. So I am going to let you conclude this book, Synchronicity. If you've not read it, I still highly recommend that you read that. And I want to get you excited about October. Can you believe it's almost October? October's book of the month, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Now, many of you know Darren Hardy as the prior editor of Success Magazine. He did a fabulous job. I used to love getting those CDs in my magazine and listening to his interviews. I know some of you did too. And, you know, they're still doing a good job there, but Darren has gone on to his own things. He's got his own blogs and his own business. And this book is, I think, really, it's short, it's small, it's not a huge book, so you'll enjoy reading it. But it is based on the principle that decisions definitely shape our destiny, and it's all about compounding, like compound interest, the compound effect. And that is in more than one way, as you'll discover as we read through the book together. So I'm excited. I want to make sure you go to Amazon and order it if you do not have it. I know that I will share this with you. When we were in Atlanta this past Sunday doing their Sensational Sunday event, which is like a Super Saturday, we were sharing the impact that the millennial movement is having. And, you know, that's led by Justin Peterson and Nick Odom. And one of the things that has been so impactful to Frank and I and to everybody that has gotten to know personally these millennial leaders is the fact that they are so deep into personal development. I mean, it is hard to name a book, a classic in the realm of personal
development.
Right, that they've not read. So I think that's a clue to all of us. The millennials are growing like wildfire. And it's because they're young and energetic, but yes, it is also because they are pouring into themselves to make themselves better as much as they are growing their business.
Well, your business only grows as big as you grow.
Right.
That's a fact. I mean, yes. You know, you need the leadership skills to help people do that, get through things.
So all that said, to encourage everybody, every single person listening to this call tonight, please join us and expand your personal library. If you don't have it, order The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Jumpstart your income, your life, and your success, and you are going to be glad that you did.
Now, I don't know if it's on Audible or not, but a lot of people don't enjoy reading as much as they enjoy listening.
Right, I'm pretty sure it's on Audible.
So, you know, you pull down Audible and tap that app and order these books.
Right.
You know, sometimes when you're just driving around, you can listen a lot easier than you read in the car. That's what you're
doing. I love listening.
Let's do some recognition. How about that?
Yes, this is exciting. I want to give you the names of the top producers for just last week.
And this is a page up, but we're only going to do the top three or four, right?
Yeah. September 18th through the 22nd, top producers on the Performance Family Team. There is a three-way tie in fourth place. Nancy Chaconis, Kyle Walker, and Gabriel Jenkins.
All right.
Third place goes to Mr. Corey Muhammad. And second place goes to Thomas Stewart. And first place for last week.
Wow, Eddie and Dee Dee Smith. Congratulations to all of y'all. That's top producers, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're going to go over the top recruiters. And we have two pages of those too, so it's exciting. Fifth place, there's a tie for fifth place between three associates, Logan Ruddick, Fred Ogun, Dakota Rinking. Congratulations. All of those people recruited two last week. Then fourth place goes to Jeremy Lomas. He recruited three last week. Go Jeremy. Third place goes to Ray and Amy DeCastro. They recruited four last week. Recruiting one a day last week, a tie between Anna Belen Hauser. Oh, okay, that's our new executive. It's under the summer bells. Terrific. And Gabriel Jenkins. Each of them recruited five last
and
week.
And one did one a day here.
Yes, and Kyle Walker, he didn't take the weekend off. He got one a day, including the weekend. Seven new recruits. Kyle Walker takes number one in the organization for last week. Congratulations.
And I just want to point something out. A lot of people measure time that they spend in legal field. The only thing you should, because all you're doing there is measuring the minutes and the hours that go by. You need to measure, you know, the time you spend getting people to an event. In other words, get them to watch a video, get them to come to a briefing, get them to come to a luncheon, get them to come to a sit-down. Only measure event time, not clock time. There's clock time and event time.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody will just get that, because a lot of people say, well, I've been with Legal Shield, I've worked Legal Shield, 40 hours this week or something. And they really didn't do anything about inviting anybody anywhere. They,
yeah.
had, they, must
they
have
thought said, about it all day.
They
though.
Thought about it all day, long, and that'll tire you out.
Yeah.
So if you can just say, if you wake up in the morning and you know the two people or the three people you're going to contact to get them to watch that video, that's event time. So start measuring event time. How much time am I spending getting people to events? Not doing presentations, but getting an invitation to them to get them to an event.
Absolutely.
Okay. I hope that makes sense to everybody on the phone, because you know, then you can become a lot more productive, a lot more profitable, and have a predictable income in the future. Because that's what we all want. How do
yeah.
you become more productive? Don't measure time, measure event time. How do you become more profitable? Events. How do you become have a predictable income? Events.
Mm-hmm.
So measure event time, not clock time.
Good stuff. All right.
Is that good stuff?
It is.
It's genius stuff.
We're going to recognize the upranks for just last week. This is exciting. We've got a bunch of new senior associates and managers and senior managers. So here we go. Senior associates, congratulations. And I'm assuming that either every single one of these got a $360 bonus. Margaret Whitley, congratulations. Ruby Carr and Cora Boyd. Valisa or Valisa Harris and Deborah Ortega and Gabriel Jenkins, Jeremy Lomas, Carlos Astacio, Allura Davis, and Maria Teresa Arevalo.
I'm glad you're reading those names.
Alrighty, and we have some new managers. Congratulations. That's our core team rank. They hit it. Manager. It's going to be just up from here. Channel Bostic, Maurice Little, Donna Carpenter.
Donna Carpenter.
I think that's a different one. And Thomas Stewart and Edwin S. Taylor. Congratulations. And we have one brand new senior manager, Victoria Hill. Congratulations.
And a new ED.
Yes. Well, right. Well, that's not on the list yet because that's the end of the month recognition.
Okay.
Right.
We'll recognize them two or three more times.
Right. And so one more suggestion on the Level Up ASAP document, print them out, have them with you at everywhere you go. I mean, you know what? You never know when you're going to sign up somebody. It might be at a business briefing. It might be a PBR. But I have that document with me at all times because I do not want to let a new associate go home without some knowledge and some information of how to make it work best, how to invite
you.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you another suggestion. You know, have it in your car, have it with you at all times, and read it all the time. Read the scripts over and over and over again. Because it's just like none of you bought the music to Mary Had a Little Lamb, but you heard it so many times, you could probably recite that song then, or Merry Christmas or anything else. So, you know, just constantly read that script over and over and over again, and pretty soon it becomes so natural
mm-hmm.
that you can't stop it. You know, I'm working on an exciting project with some people, and we're launching some new smartphone apps. There's going to be millions of dollars made. We'd love you to watch the video. And if I send you a video, would you watch it?
That's so simple.
Really simple stuff. You're not intimidating anybody. But if you don't practice that, the words won't come out of your mouth right.
And I want you to recall what Rob Hurst said. He and April have called dozens and dozens and dozens of people, I guarantee you, since the Tennessee event. Not one has said, no, I don't want to watch it. They all want to watch it. So.
No, not everybody's going to like it. And don't expect everybody to like it.
Right, but that's our job, is to give people the opportunity.
Yeah, your job is just to invite them to see the story. Once they see the story, just ask them what they like best and go from there.
And I know a lot of you have goals for the end of the month, which is this weekend. It is, Saturday, September 30th.
Is that at midnight?
And the month-end information I just posted on Performance Family, in case you didn't see it in your weekly newsletter. So I'm going to go over it with you really quickly because you need to know what counts for this month. We want everybody in Performance Club this month. The new application, I just lost it here. Where did it go?
I don't know.
Here we go. The new application submitted online via the hub site or in your back office, paperless applications, will be accepted until 11:59 p.m. Central Time. Reinstated application.
11:59 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
And you want to always ask somebody if they've ever been a member before or an associate. Sometimes you don't know that and they don't tell you. So ask them because the reinstated applications that are submitted online via the hub site or the associate's only back office, paperless applications must be received by 10 p.m. Saturday, that Saturday evening, that central time. And then if you're in Oklahoma, you can walk in your business until 10 that evening. I don't think many of you are going to be that close to Ada, Oklahoma. But you can scan apps, too, and those must be submitted to your back office before 5 p.m. Central Time this Saturday.
So if they're on the East Coast.
Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And then the new recruits, remember, you have to place your brand new associates by 11:59 p.m. So if they signed up on your website as an associate and you did not place them until the next day, until Sunday, they will count for October. If you want them to count for this month, make sure you place them by 11:59 p.m. And I want you to know the associate services phone lines and chat team will be open from 1 p.m. on Saturday. They're going to work on Saturday for us until 11:59 p.m. Central to help us all if you need them. So use that. Use them. Call them. Chat if you need to using your chat feature so they can help you if you have any issues with sign up.
So is that 2 hours, like on the East Coast, would it be one something here?
What?
If that's Central Time.
They're 1 hour different than us here.
So it'd be, yeah, okay. So
For us, it'd be 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, 1 a.m. in the morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that good?
I'm just clearing it up. And the West Coast is different. So
yes.
That's 1 hour earlier, yeah.
So go to your Facebook page, Performance Family. If you've not joined that group, it's a private group. That's our team group, so we'd love for you to join it so you can get in on all the new documents and all the new news and all this information that we use that Facebook page to really keep current with everybody. All right, that's a wrap.
And if you're brand new, don't let all this confuse you. Just get your easiest associate, easiest membership,
right,
and one more piece of business, and you'll level up and make $540.
There you go. And
now, when does that end?
It doesn't.
I love it.
Until they tell us different. Probably, you know, right now it's open-ended.
Okay, all right, good.
So I also want to remind everybody that next week you want to build hard for the call because we're going to be hearing from our new $50,000 ring earner.
New Bronze Executive Director, Mr. Matthew Root.
All right, y'all. Have a great night. We enjoyed having you on the call. And
thanks, Susan Mercer,
for
hosting. And thanks to April and Rob Hurst. And Teresa, thank you.
All righty. That's
thank y'all. Bye-bye now.